Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Perhaps you have seen the advertisement on TV, the one from Colonial Penn, or maybe you're too young, where it advertises whole life insurance and guarantees the three P's, price, price, price. At the affordable rate of $9.95 a month, you are guaranteed whole life insurance, and it advertises you will never need to worry about being accepted. It strikes me this Sunday after Easter, hearing again the scripture of the day, that we all are given something much better, a whole life insurance. No money needs be invested, no money can buy it. The two P's of promise and presence are our gifts this Eastertide and forever from God in Christ. Today finds us on that dusty road of life where these two grieving followers of Jesus walk, sadly believing that they have bet their lives on the wrong Savior. They walk in dismay and grief, deep sadness. They are bewildered, disconsolate, disappointed, and wondering what has really happened to the one whom they loved and followed, and now truly not knowing where to turn. Others have seen unknown strangers at the tomb, yet in each gospel they seem to miss who he is. These two disciples have yet to see or know or believe, and unlike some scriptures, we do not have to guess what the followers are feeling. This is a story that is palpable. And we ourselves know these feelings, do we not? Feel with me for a minute. We know grief, we know bewilderment and fear. We know disappointment, disillusionment. We've known not where to turn in these days. Our lives have undergone a dramatic change. This is a biblical story, like our life stories, of loss and eventual gain. These two followers have more grievances than they can count, and yet they will eventually know more gratitude than they can ever measure, but that is yet to come. If we continue with the biblical account for a minute, a stranger comes along the road, as you heard with Miss Paula, with them and does what some say is the greatest gift one human being and soul can give to another. The stranger listens into their discourse and sadness, and the stranger begins to give them, in his listening, the possibility of disclosure and discovery. And then it is, they invite the stranger into their lives and home, and in the ordinary events of their lives, at supper time, when they are at table, he takes bread and he blesses it, and then he broke it. And they recognize him as the risen Lord. The promise made is fulfilled and known with his presence among them. He lives. His presence is made known in a stranger in an ordinary familiar life encounter. As magnificent a gift, his presence is for them in those moments. This is not even the end of the story for the disciples and for us. In this particular pericope, there is far more than a simple recrowning of the journey of two grieving followers of the man from Galilee. Dr. David Bartlett, biblical scholar, preacher, and friend, says this story illumines the theology of resurrection. We will see and we will know the resurrected Lord. It illumines that promise of Eucharist through hospitality. For instance, our wellness center and the dining caring center. It illumines the necessity for communal practice. We are here in the sanctuary and through live stream with others to renew our faith as we worship together in community and recenter our lives. There is deep meaning in the biblical encounter. Perhaps you have put away your Easter bonnet, the candy is eaten, the decorative bunnies are put away, and the baskets are in hiding until next year. The encounter with the risen Lord, though, will never go away. The gift of promise and presence are given so long ago, and yet they're among us, and they are ours in our years to come. It is in the ordinary, the breaking of bread in this instance, the living life on its dusty roads, that the followers begin to see and believe. And the meaning for us? In the ordinariness of life is where we will find the risen Lord, often masked as a stranger. New life, the resurrection life, comes often by surprise. And we too walk past the risen Christ at work in our lives and mistake him for someone else. Often we are looking for some more dramatic happening, something that's more extraordinary than Jesus is usually doing in the garden of our days. Perhaps you have your own stories of faithful encounters with Christ, where perhaps you did not recognize that spirit. Perhaps some soul has listened you into discovery and disclosure, and you are forever grateful. Perhaps at the hour of death of a loved one's life, you have seen and witnessed someone seeing through a mirror dimly into eternal life and recognize the beloved was recognizing the risen Lord. Perhaps these instances are more simply dressed, an awareness that some burden we have been carrying has been lifted from us. The realization that someone with whom we were at odds now lingers to say hello, maybe a little hesitantly, a little awkwardly, but willingly all the same, or an unexpected gift of forgiveness desperately needed. This discovery that a resented chore has been transformed into an unspoken act of love. These gifts are often hidden in our midst. These are Easter gifts that journey with us, bearing for us a message. He is risen, and he goes before you and me in our midst. It was not long ago that I journeyed into the unfamiliar path of needing to take our car to the gentleman Chet, who is our mechanic and caretaker of our cars. You see, I have needed to take on some new experiences and responsibilities in the last few years. It seemed that the fob for the car was no longer working. It would message me that the key was not in the car when it was in the car. I would find myself frustrated and sitting in the car, yes, talking to it out loud that the key is in the car. Not helpful if you ever try. And the fob would not always open the car after it was locked. I checked it out with a friend of mine, and she told me if it were the car's computer. That is a very, very expensive fix, Susan. And if it's the battery in the fob? Oh, those are also expensive. Oh, dear. So off to see Chet, I went without an appointment, explaining to him my dilemma and thinking that it was something I was doing wrong. He could see my fears and my anxiety. He stopped what he was doing and immediately reached into his drawer. And he pulled out an instrument, turned out a measuring instrument, and then he searched in the same drawer for a new battery. Discouraged and prepared for the worst, I watched him as he went out to my car and did whatever one needs to do and returned to his office where I waited expectantly. It's all fixed, Susan, and there's no charge. Batteries aren't that expensive. Knowing how fearful I was and my naivete when it comes to some of these new chores, he gently put his arm around me and walked me out to the car to check with me that it was all set. The tenderness of his gentle embrace and his reassurance that all would be well, coupled with the gift of his gracious, caring spirit, gave me a clear sense this was more than about a fob. The tears came quickly, and sense of that warm embrace and care I knew I had encountered in the ordinariness of life, the spirit of the living Christ within him. I journeyed away, wiping the tears that such a gentle embrace could be so deeply experienced in my life. It must be that the Christ in me met the Christ in him. Not long ago, the true story was told by Sister Mary Kowalnacki of an ordinary afternoon at the soup kitchen until an unknown gentleman appeared. He came in the guise of a Native American, tall, dark-skinned, high cheekbones, and a ponytail pulled back. He stood in line, ate his meal, and then he walked to the serving counter and politely asked for another napkin. From his shirt pocket, he pulled a pencil and, bending over the counter, began to scribble on the napkin. So this one approached a volunteer, handed the napkin to her, and said, "I feel the presence of God here." On the napkin, he had drawn the face of Christ. Then he smiled, walked out, never to be seen again. The only proof of his presence was the sketch of Jesus and the artist's signature, Alfred A. It happens in the ordinary, and it happens as surprise. We must have eyes to see, a heart that believes, and a soul that is open to these encounters. And then our faith will tell us the gift is among us. These are but two encounters where the risen Christ walked in the garden of life. Whether the Easter message bursts upon us in a blaze of light as we recognize the features of the Lord we love and serve, or whether it steals over us slowly and quietly so that we almost fail to notice it, it always comes. God's gift in Christ, the risen one, is among us here and now. The gift of the promise and presence are ours forever. May we bear witness this day and each day. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.